In a country where the tradition of gun ownership goes back to the founding of the nation, any talk of taking guns away triggers an emotional reaction.
Well, all it's going to do is take the guns out of the people that obey the law. It's not going to control the outlaws that take the guns and do the crimes with them.
You must take action. If you think that this cannot happen to you and that you will never be touched by gun violence, you are fooling yourself.
Lawmakers and lobbyists getting riled up, too.
You missed that point completely. Senator, I think it's basic.
Senator, I think you missed it.
Let there be order.
The push for new gun control measures stems from a series of recent shootings, including the massacre of 20 schoolchildren in Newtown, Connecticut, and the July movie theater shooting in Colorado that left 12 dead. President Obama has made clear something has to change.
Weapons designed for the theater of war have no place in a movie theater. A majority of Americans agree with us on this.
That has not gone over well with gun rights advocacy groups like the National Rifle Association, which has gone after the president with targeted ads.
But he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security.
NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre.
Proposing more gun laws while failing to enforce the thousands we already have, it's not a serious solution for reducing crime. Nor do we believe that government should dictate what we can lawfully own and use to protect our families.
Still, gun dealer Andrew Raymond thinks change is inevitable.
When you got 20 dead kids, okay, who were massacred, okay, it doesn't matter how much power the NRA has. It's almost a foregone conclusion that we're going to see some sort of legislation that will severely restrict these guns.
All sides now locked and loaded for what looks to be a political firefight. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.